from praying to boulders for berries. We had all fallen asleep in the kitchen. We did this regularly at the time. It's impossible to lie in bed when starving. I was on the floor, Reuben at my side, sharing a blanket. Mother was in her chair with Dorcas across her thighs. We needed to be together in one room, or else we'd feel crushed by the emptiness in the house. Middle of the night, we awoke to the creaking of door hinges. Silver dust glistened in all our eyes. Mother's face was nearest the window. She was ghostly. I couldn't look at her face any longer. Hunger was hollowing her. I shut my eyes, but the light of the moon wouldn't drown away. Mother's face was in me. I had seen her dead. The wind often pushed the door open, so I thought nothing of it, hoping Mother would shut it or else tell me to. Reuben sat up and rubbed his eyes. He stared at the open door. There was no wind and no time for me to think a prayer had been answered. Soft golden light poured into the entrance. Skipper Malcolm spoke as he stepped in. "Thought I'd bring you this from the store, mate." He had a stone of flour under one arm. "I knows the end of winter is a long and hungry time," he said to Mother. I wanted to jump into his arms, but knew better than to come out of my blanket. Mother was not one to accept charity. She would scold me for pitying myself that way, for acting like a lucky beggar. I expected she'd speak abruptly to him, saying she's not the beholden sort, saying we'd be fine. I was wrong. She said nothing. She looked out the window. She looked down at her sleeping daughter. Vacant eyes. She mumbled something, I don't know what. Skipper shut the door and placed the flower and his lantern on the table. He stepped towards her. She would not look up. He bent low and rubbed her shoulder. In a low, stern voice I could barely hear, he said, "Don't you be like that. Don't you get down on yourself. You knows damn well you're worth more than that." His back caught the lantern's golden light. Her face was still dusted by the cold moon. "You look up," he said. But she wouldn't. He lifted her chin in his palm. She wouldn't open her eyes. "You always look up, love. This is not your fault. You can be proud." Still, she would not open her eyes, and she would not let her tears fall. Her eyelids quivered with them. I wanted to yell at her and slap her and hold her. I could only stare as she sank inside Skipper's broad shadow, his golden back filling the room. Their breathing frosted the window. Mother hadn't been touched in years. I needed him to kiss her. I needed him to do what Father could do and I couldn't. I needed him to lift her up in his arms and hold her. I wanted to see her arm draped over the shoulder of a man. But he wouldn't, and she wouldn't. He turned from her, his hand taking up the lantern. He opened the door to step out, but turned toward me with a wink and a half-smile. I smiled, but it was not easy. It hurt. I regret looking sad because I was grateful. He was gone before I could write my lips. I kept trying to get my mouth to do the right thing, even after he'd shut the door. But it wouldn't. I kept trying to right myself, but instead broke open. It was a heavy cry. I wanted to drop all of Mother's hard tears, too.